5 to 9 a.m.
Right there is the difference from that team from 1 year to the next. It just underscores what the difference is in this team. They're playing great defense, period, end of story.
Yep.
That's the difference. They got good pitching and they're playing really good defense. And you can beat teams by doing that. You know, it helps to have the Twins in town. Sox were 6-13 against the Twins last year. And now they're 6-0.
Hey, it's
so I suppose they could still lose to 13. That's pretty mean.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Never too early for football. Season tickets available at nusports.com. Baseball tonight. John Lackey will get the start for the Cubs in Milwaukee. They lost that game last night to the Brewers, something they've only done twice in their last 16 meetings. Lackey an ERA under 2 this month. Jimmy Nelson pitching for the Brewers tonight. Now as for the lineup, Tommy La Stella will get the start at third base for the Cubs. David Ross is the catcher. And for Matt Caesar, working his way back from a hamstring injury, he will begin a rehab assignment with Tennessee tomorrow. White Sox will have Todd Frazier in the lineup tonight against the Astros at U.S. Cellular Field. He sat out last night. He was sick. Nate Jones is available out of the bullpen as well. Now, Matt Latos gets the start pitching against Doug Fister of Houston. The Astros giving Colin Moran and Tony Kemp their first major league starts. So the two rookies are in the lineup tonight. Meanwhile, baseball from the afternoon. Tigers defeated the Twins 6-3. Kansas City a 3-2 win over the Boston Red Sox. NBA Game 2 Western Conference Finals are tonight. The Warriors hosting the Thunder. OKC took Game 1 of the series. The Penguins and the Lightning are tied at a game apiece in the NHL Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals. And that game will be tonight, Game 3. Illinois basketball player Kendrick Nunn has pled guilty to misdemeanor domestic battery charges, given probation for that. And former Illini Dee Brown has returned as Director of Player Development. This update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And Tito's Vodka is taking a lucky group of listeners on Lake Geneva Cruise Lines, followed by an evening at Chuck's Lakeshore Inn and an overnight stay at the Abbey Resort. Visit cbschicago.com/contest to enter for your chance to win a boat cruise on Lake Geneva and an overnight stay at the Abbey Resort. 670 weather clear tonight, low of 46, sunny tomorrow with a high of 64. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs face the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Boars and Bernstein.
Oh, man.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, we feel the same way, Hawk. Oh, man, we're all breathing a sigh of relief. Over what, I'm not sure. 502 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein talking to you. 312-644-6767.
And fear not, Todd Frazier back in the lineup. He has recovered from what Doug Buffon used to call the green apple quick steps.
Oh, man.
And he is going to be back, and Hawk is okay.
Hawk.
Hawk will have his personal supply of Imodium there just in case. Just to make sure his little pet is fine, his little TWTW. But again, he's set the bar. Anytime somebody is hurt, he's got to run down there and check on him now. Not just his little adopted pets.
Nope. Nah, I don't think he's going to do it. It's got to be a pet. He's got to be a pet.
Not one of his little adopted guys, little TWTW scrappy grindy guys. It might even be one of the unfunny Latinos that he,
you know what though, that TWTW didn't work very well for the Reds.
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Well, nothing's working very well for the Reds. That's bad.
Yeah, they could use. Well, actually, the Sox could use a few more games against the Reds.
That would be nice.
They can't do that, but like to. I mean, a few more against them, a few more against Minnesota. They got several more against Minnesota.
Yeah,
so
this stretch, though, right now might end up being revealing, and they know it.
Might be.
It's possible the stretch is enough to finally be done with Jimmy Rollins, because there's a reason nobody else in baseball wanted him, because they watched him play last year, and they saw a guy who couldn't play anymore. Yep. And it looks like his bat weighs 50 ounces. And I don't know how big a bat he uses, but it looks too heavy. Because it doesn't move fast enough toward the ball. You get what I'm saying?
I get it. I received a text before, and somebody we know. God, I'm sure you got the same text. I think you were on it.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not going to identify anybody, because, but, you know, it's a picture of a very large diamond ring. So this diamond ring can be something beautiful. And all I can say is, well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. That's about damn time. It's about damn time.
I'm not saying anything.
That's my advice to all. It's about damn time.
I'm not saying anything.
I ain't saying nothing.
I ain't saying nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Nope. Nothing. Not a word. We are Boers and Bernstein, and the discussion today has ranged from all things baseball through the Bulls and some of what last night may have meant symbolically. I can't get excited about the 14th pick. I can't get excited about a whole lot of picks. I guess I'm not as optimistic about Ben Simmons as Mark Schanowski is.
No, and I'm not either.
I saw what he can do, and you see the body and you see the skill set and all that. And yes, you can get better at shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm getting a guy 6'10", it's not to necessarily run my offense for me.
Well, you know, it's funny because allegedly, Derrick Rose, when he was injured, was taking 1,000 shots a day, or when at least we could get into that position, able to do it physically. And he really still can't shoot long distance ball. He's still really poor from threes. I mean, it sounds nice to say, well, he can get better at shooting, and maybe he can, but it just seems to me that most of the guys that are best shooters have always been the best shooters from the time they were whatever age. You know, it isn't like, well, you know, he can work himself into it. Yeah, who's done that?
Well, with every Rose comeback, I said, well, it's he's got the shot. Now, the one thing he's been doing, he's been knocking down jumper. He's gotten worse at shooting the entire time.
No, he doesn't.
With every single comeback, he's a worse shooter, not a better one.
Not a better one. I just don't think it's something that you say, yeah, you know what? If I keep doing it, I'll get better at it. I doubt it. I don't, you know, maybe a little, but I just don't think there's something about it that guys that say, you know what, I'll work my ass off and I will become a really great shooter. Okay. Give me the list of those. Said, I'll work my ass off and I'll become a really great shooter.
You can become a less bad shooter.
Yeah, but not great.
And somebody who's already good can extend their range a little bit. Now you can.
It has to,
but
yeah.
You can't go from not good to great.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. There's not much history. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody, but it doesn't much suggest to me. I mean, I think Steph Curry could always shoot. Methinks. A lot of the guys that are the best, Ray Allen could always shoot. When you look at the list, they always shoot. That's what he could always do. It isn't like, you know what Ray Allen's doing this offseason? No, what is Ray Allen doing? He's going to shoot threes until he gets good at them. Oh, really now? Really? Okay. So he said then he'll come back good. Yeah? Oh, sure. Yeah. He's going to work on it that hard.
No, there's nothing.
Suggests that.
But there's also nothing in any aspect of Bulls talk after last night and say, okay,
that's encouraging.
Right.
Correct.
Not even the firing of Jen Swanson, it's only because they should never have hired her.
Right.
And why did they do it when they did it?
I have no idea.
Why didn't you do it the day the season ends, right after John Paxson sneaks out of his last press conference? And skulks out the back door, say, hey, Jen, you're launched.
Yeah.
We don't need this anymore. We don't need whatever this was. But don't hire a Jimmy Butler Bobo to be inserted in between the coach and the trainer and everything else. Just don't do that.
No, I agree. I don't know what they're doing, but no, there's nothing. I think that from the draft pick to what we know, to what we kind of think, to what we've observed, there's really nothing about the Bulls to be happy about.
So nothing. There you have it.
If there is, please tell me.
Now the 630 says, what about Michael Jordan? He made himself a better shooter. He was never good at three-point shooting.
No, he never. No, he's one. No. No. No.
He tried. One year he said he was going to, remember?
Yep.
And he just took more of them.
I don't know if he made more of them, though. He took more. He probably made more, but I know he was not exactly the guy like, oh, better get out there and cover that. No, they were happy if he did.
Right, that's the one thing that they would give him.
Yep.
Yeah, his three-point percentage never got any better. His best year was that doesn't count. 95-96. But you look at the numbers, he made 111 threes. He attempted 260, so he shot 43%. That's a pretty good number. But for his career, he was a 32% three-point shooter.
How many threes did he make in his career?
How many total threes?
Yeah, total threes in his career.
581.
Steph Curry made 402 this year.
Correct. I mean, it's okay. Not really fair to compare him to Steph Curry. Okay.
Well, but, I'm just saying that, you know, no, he didn't actually make himself a better shooter. He did not.
No, the game wasn't based around threes then like it is now.
Was not.
And the 312 says, talk about the draft and Mutombo, and do you think it's rigged? No. No, I don't. I don't think it's rigged.
Talk about the draft and Mutombo.
Mutombo was just, it sounded like a scheduled tweet that went out before it was supposed to go out. And they had, 20 observers there actually watching the machine and the ping pong balls of the accountants and everything else. You said, show me your balls, David Stern. Yeah. And he finally had. They have.
Yep, they showed me their balls. And in the old days, they had the old envelopes in the glass, in the fishbowl. No, I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
If you actually look at what possibly, if you really were trying to engineer this thing to get the best players to your major markets, Tim Duncan's not going to San Antonio that year.
That's true. That is true.
There's so many things that blow up so many of those theories. So, it's fine.
The Sixers have had spin after spin after spin of the wheel in the top three, and they still suck. So, I mean, really, you didn't do them any favor because they don't know what the hell to do with it anyway.
Yeah, good point here for the 219s is that when Jordan shot 43% that year, that was that one year they moved the three-point line in. It ended up being a complete mistake, and they had the opposite effect. They wanted to open things up. They wanted to have more scoring, and instead all they did was move the perimeter double teamer closer to the big. They just packed everything in, and there weren't enough people, especially because it was before they'd relaxed the illegal defense rules. You couldn't just bomb it away.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I was there and I covered it. I don't think Michael Jordan came here as a reputation of a bad shooter. I don't think he had that reputation, because I would have certainly asked him. I would have said, okay, hey, dude, when we sit down here, what the hell are you doing, and why are you doing it? I don't think anybody thought that. I mean, he played on a team that everybody said the only one that could hold Michael Jordan to less than 20 was Dean Smith.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think people thought, well, you know what, this bastard can't do anything. He can't shoot. He can't go again. No, that's not what was being said. The way Carolina plays isn't conducive to one guy taking 40 shots. It's not the way they roll. Not the way Dean rolls. So, I mean, it's like I never asked him that question. I don't remember ever saying, looking at your numbers, Michael. This is when Michael, before he'd kill you.
I think he'd always kill you.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't be. No. I don't remember saying, well, boy, you're just awful shooting the ball. Because I would have said it to him.
Right.
Man, I don't remember ever need to. Boy, look at this. Boy, you really suck shooting the ball, huh, for the number three guy in the draft. No, I was turning cartwheels. You kidding me? I mean, I never occurred to me, you know what? He's not a very good shooter. Nobody I was ever aware said that.
Well, when is the last time, if you look at NBA drafts, that it's the one thing I like to check off on my list that a guy can put the ball in the basket. Because when you start hearing, sometimes it's a big, like, you know, it was Michael Olowokandi or somebody who's taken first overall. Say, well, you know, he's athletic and he's disruptive and he's, you know, a run and jump guy who was taken first overall.
Uh-huh.
And, or a guy said, well, you know, he's a really good defender. When you start talking,